Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. So I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. This is Dr. Casper Sesto. He was born and raised in New Jersey and in 1993 moved to Las Vegas. He received his bachelor's degree in psychology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He received his master's degree in human service counseling at the University of Phoenix and a PhD in human services specialty in counseling at Capella University. Dr. Sesto, or Dr. S, is passionate and excited to work with people to help them figure out why, as people, we are who we are and to channel into their mind, body, soul, to exemplify their own truth, their life's purpose. Dr. S has decided the best way to help people was to become a counselor in the Clark County School District and private practice. That's amazing. Okay, I have known Dr. Sesto for 25 plus years, and I'll give you a little backstory before I have him jump on. I moved to Las Vegas from South Florida in 1998, and we ended up working together at a high-end sunglass eyewear boutique in one of the casinos in Las Vegas. And him and I were coworkers, and we have been family / best friends since. And he'll tell you a little bit about his journey and how he came to be where he's at today. But thank you, Dr. Sesto, for being here today. And I'm going to let people hear from you. How did you get into this line of work? How did you become this?
How did I become this? How do we become anything, right? Well, the thing is, what you said in your intro of discussing of a little bit about my story. So let me just go back a little bit to bring it into the question that you just asked me. Living as a gay person, you're always in hiding, right? So you find ways to protect yourself, mask yourself, fit into structures that either you were told you have to or what was accepted and how it should be. And it's just because I said so, reasoning to rhyme. And all those type of foundational structures that were placed in my life. And I do want to say, though, I did come from very loving parents and I had a good childhood, but I'm just saying in the world in general and going through different life experiences that developed all these structures. Now jump it up to what you asked me. How did I get into this business, right? Well, the thing was because I wanted to help people tear down those walls. Stop living your life of what is expected by the outside and not what's expected on the inside. Because the inside is the definite blueprints of who you are. So if you don't go by inward, and I like to say your soul, that's why my brand is Dr. S, Mind, Body, Soul, What is Your Truth? Is if you're not living your soulful truth, then who are you? And why are you acting and doing and being? And how are you doing that? Because God, that takes a lot of more energy than just living life on itself in the world we live today. So why do people do this? So that's why I chose to work with children, because I feel if I can plant the seed in a child, hopefully it will be easier or an open door for them to make life decisions and life choices and to find out who they are and what their destiny is.
Yeah. And I think that that's super important as they develop at that young age, where we learn how to be in relationships, where we have relationships with our teachers, we have relationships with our parents, we have relationships with our peers, and how do they go through life trying to figure out and trying to maneuver those situations.
Well, just that right there, that's another mouthful. I mean, each thing that you keep saying can be a coursework lifetime finding out, because why? You're starting your kids off with what? Your cultural beliefs, your religion beliefs, what you feel is appropriate being respectful to teachers. I was brought up in a way, in a generation where you didn't talk back to your teacher no matter what. Mm-hmm. Today, I have students in grammar school that talk back with such intensity and disrespect that they don't even know that they're disrespecting themselves or their own character.
Yes, that's yes. There's so much, right? We could just talk for days. But I think what today that I really wanted to focus on and bring you on today's episode, I wanted to talk to my listeners about how important it is that people are in a healthy mental state before jumping into another relationship.
Right.
Just for example, they could have been just gotten divorced, been in a marriage for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. Maybe they've been married to their career and do not understand the dynamics of dating. Or they have just not had their desired outcome with something that they've been looking for over the years. And I mean, there's many variables of why that might be the case, but I think it's really important that we're in our best mental place, as you will, to start a new relationship. What can we offer another person if we are healthy in a relationship?
Well, first I'm going to say is if we would want for people to maybe give a little definition of what you're referring to as healthy.
Okay.
Is, you know, like what is healthy? Because some people may think it's healthy being in a somewhat dominant relationship where, you know, they're told what to do or they're receiving. So we have to be a little more careful of what we consider healthy, because some people are just so boxed in. But I know where you're trying to go, but I had to put that in there. Sorry.
No, it's good. You're right.
I can't just put things out there because I want it to be really perspective. But what I would like to say the question to be is, what can you offer another person when you are whole as a person? Mm-hmm. When you don't need another person to fill a void because you got out of a divorce or you got out of a bad relationship. It's that you are healthy, quotation marks, of saying that I'm ready to take on what is ever out there because I'm okay. I'm good. I'm solid. I mean, I have balance in my life. I'm feeling good mentally, emotionally, and spiritually of who I am. So now I can go and maybe put myself out there and maybe take on a person.
Yeah, I think so many people get into a relationship, a new or wanting to date right after, and they haven't sat down.
Right. They haven't sat down and really
sat down with themselves and really looked at introspectively either what went wrong in that relationship. You know, we like to play the victim a lot of times. We like to place the blame is what I was trying to say on that other person. Right. And that's not going to serve any purpose of coming into something new.
No.
I just, myself,
on my personal Facebook said, you know, when you're going to have an argument with someone, step back a little bit and think, instead of getting an argument or confrontation or however you want to put it, but just, I'm saying, step back, because they might not be ready for the mental side of receiving what you're ready to put on the table. Mm-hmm. So it's like beating a dead horse. So even before you get into all that energy, I take responsibility of my mindset and my being and saying, am I going to be throwing stuff out there and trying to rationalize and get the answers that I need with someone who's not even in the same, I'll say same page, but they're not on the same book or series of where I'm at. So why am I going to pick and choose to have that? So, you know, some, you know what they say, the definition of insanity, wanting different results, but doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So that's that right there. Keep arguing, but you're not getting the results you want.
Right. Like, I just have this one particular person who I've worked with, and he was very average looking, to say the least, and only wanted to date supermodels.
Right.
Literally 25-year-old, 6-foot, you know, Ford models. That's all he wanted to date.
That's fantasy.
It's unrealistic, right? Fantasy. So I have this issue with people going into wanting to date and these unrealistic expectations. They have this, they want this something, but they keep having the same outcome over and over and over. And it's like, that's another key to, but like,
that's insanity. You just gave the definition of insanity. It doesn't work. The formula doesn't work.
Right.
So the thing is, I would say to that person is, what is the attraction and what are they mirroring of that other side of their fantasy, so to speak, because they're trying to reflect it back inward to get some kind of fulfillment. So what is it for them? Why are you thinking that a model, is it the title? Is it the, oh, because they're so famous? Or can I go find a nice, typical young lady or young man, whatever, you know, your choose, right, and say, they're not a model on GQ or Vogue, but when we walk in a room, people notice, people turn their heads.
True.
So it's, again, for this particular person that you're describing,
right,
I would say, what's the fantasy that he's trying to get out? Because it sounds like ego. Because if he has the model, he's going to be like, look at me, guys. I got, you know. So it's probably with ego for him. But I don't want to diagnose under that by what you're saying. But it's just a feeling. It's a feeling.
Like, yes.
Most men are visual.
Do you think it's possible that it could be something that started as a child and completely unaware of some of our patterns or ideals?
Absolutely. I believe that full-heartedly, because when I do my own sessions and I'm with a client and I'm starting to, you know, obviously, what are you here for? What is it that you're wanting to get out of this? And they start talking and things that they might be complaining about or not having or too much of something. And then it's like, okay, well, we got to go back to the root. Where did that come from? Well, didn't come from today, obviously. So we got to go backwards. So in the process of psychotherapy, that's what you find out. You start unpeeling the onion and just go backwards. Or like you do a crime scene, you go backwards. How did that start? Where did it come from? And then you start profiling of why this person may think, feel, and be and act of what they're doing today. And when they have their aha moments, because sometimes most of us don't connect them so easily until they're like, you know, thrown in our face and like, oh my God, I did do that when I was a kid. Well, there you go.
Right.
So yeah, it has a lot to do, depending on the case. And I do want to put this out there. It depends on each person's individuality. There's no formula that fits all people. So I just want to make sure your listeners know that. Don't think that because you did it, it's going to work for me in the same way. It'll work for me, but not the same journey. It's totally different.
Yes. I think it's just such a hard thing. Like, forget about, you know, you want to start dating. Oh, he's a good looking guy or a good looking woman. And all these check marks are checked off in your so-called box of things that you desire in a relationship. And then you have to get to like, get to know somebody, right? You have to get to know their, how they deal with things, how they interact, and whether or not that is something that, like you said, it starts like there's culture, there's religion, there's all of these other dynamics. Yeah. So,
I mean, I want to say real laugh. You're making me laugh because I'm going to say it right now. It makes you want to think, and I don't care what anybody say, in your 20s, you all experimented in your life and you went to bed with somebody. And the next morning you wake up, you go, oh, what was your name? You know, and you know, you have those one night stands and it's just like, those are that type of connection to people. But I would say in this is, I think it does have to do with your, I don't want to put age as a group, but what your maturity level is as your soul of what you are wanting to experience and what you are thinking you're needing that you want to experience when you're dealing with relationships. Because the first relationship you got to be perfect at, you got to be 100% perfect at. There's no doubt about it. You have to be 100% perfect at, and that is the relationship between you and yourself. If you don't know who you are, then forget it.
Right. You're never going to be successful.
It's never going to come to fruition of you having what you're looking for and this. And if you do connect, I'm not going to say that people don't, they right. do, but then they're miserable because like you just said, oh, now I get to know you. Oh, you put the toilet paper top side over, not underneath. What are you, a moron? Like, what do you mean? It starts like little things like that. And then it builds up to what? And then mistrust and all those other attributes right. that go with it.
So what do you think is the most important value or thing in our life that requires you to be in a new, like a healthy new relationship as you begin to date people? What do you think is the most?
The first healthy thing is you got to feel comfortable. You right. got to come off strong. And like, you know, if you're going to be in it, like, you know, like the lottery, you got to be in it to win it. Don't talk about the lottery if you didn't buy a ticket and say, oh, I hope I win. You're not in it. Go buy a ticket. So same thing with like dating. You have to be in it. So put your best foot forward, feel good about yourself and, you know, be open-minded, obviously, because when you narrow it, you know, it's a dime and a dozen, right? But be open-minded because I do want to put out there as well. Our world is so different today. I mean, first of all, you're talking about dating, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back a little bit and say, well, how do you date? Because when I did it, you had to go to a bar, buy somebody a drink, say hi, wink, smile, and then start a conversation. Now you just go on your phone, hit an app, and just go through pictures. Oh, that one's cute. Let me talk to that one. Let me send an email. Let me send a text. And, you know, it goes that way. So how impersonal is that? And I think your older generation, including myself, is that it's harder. So that now the younger generation is like, this is all they know. So how would you teach them that socialization with human beings of connecting?
Yeah.
Besides the computer.
I really just human, the more human interaction you have.
Exactly.
That's just really the only way that you're going to be able to do it.
And so even though too, like human touch, like, you know, like I remember like, you know, like you're sitting there talking to somebody and then they just lean over and they kind of brush up against you, their hands as they pass you the salt and their hand touches you and you're like, you know, and all those little things that made dating exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, and made it like, oh my God, that was so good. That was so much fun. But right. it's different. We don't have that human aspect in the beginning, which for us, older generation, that was the flick of the fire. Right. That was the spark. That was the Cupid arrow that went bing. And, you know, and here like, ooh, we had Google
chemistry. Yeah.
Yes. Chemistry. Yes. Exactly. How do you get chemistry over a computer? And it's like, if you want that, then just, you know, go buy an electric toy or something. I don't know.
I know, seriously.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, there's no human connection. And then you expect to be married and children and the whole nine yards that come right. with it.
It's a lot more work for them.
Yeah. Walking in the blind.
So it is important to go into another relationship, not only healed from the last one, but having a clear picture of what it is you want and what it is you don't want. Right. I would really love your take on this subject because I think it's paramount to being happy and healthy. It's like, you know, I personally have 3 to 5 deal breakers. Everybody has 3. There's right. a lot of like, okay, I have a long list of what I don't want, but there's really like 3 to 5, like end all be all. I'll never go on a date with this person if this is the case. And I know from past relationships it's in experiences that I know what I do want in the next relationship and I know what I don't want. But what do you, you know, what is your take on that?
Well, you know, again, I'm just going to say right off the top, I'm going to say, if you would ask me that question 20 years ago, my answer would have been so much different than it is today. Because 20 years ago, 30 years ago, yes, it was like, oh, they got to look good. They got to look hot. Oh, got to be dark haired. And I had a whole list of things of what they needed to be, right? Mm-hmm. Because that is what? Attraction. There was nothing in the description that said, well, I hope they have a really nice personality. I hope they really like, you know, their career. They have some good future, you know, goals in their life, because goals are important, you know, for young people. No, it was all physical and what have you. Mm-hmm. But as I got older and went through those like experiences, now my answer is much different. Yes, is physical attraction important? Yes, but that's not the number one thing anymore for me. Mm-hmm. It's that it is the connection of just even having a conversation or connecting in the sense that stability, responsible. And I always just go to this. I don't need them. They don't need me. But together, it could be the most powerful and exciting thing that each one can endure, being that magnetized to each other. As I don't know if you say dating or couple, or if they're a couple. But how, that's the exciting part of that, because you're going to see how many people, just like ask your, I want your listeners to say, how many people did you, or opportunities did you miss in the dating world because you strictly went by the looks? And you're like, oh my God, look at those clothes. Those are from 1978, Barn. I can't be going out looking at it. But this person may have the heart of gold, would be the one that would be there at the most trauma point of your life with no mm-hmm. questions asked, sell their shirt off their back and do what they do. So those are where I want to bring in. What are your values? Mm. What are your values? And that really, is what you're going to attract.
Well, because I think that you're attracted to other people's values when they're the same, is what I'm saying. Like,
you're attracted similar. To ones that are, that you're, they're similar to your values. Absolutely. Right. You so, don't want to do that. Right.
So just like you said, getting to know yourself and loving yourself and being comfortable with who you are.
Right.
That's who you're going to attract.
Well, because the thing is, I'm going to sound like I'm being ageist, but as you get older or slash more life experiences, mm-hmm. you then are able to narrow down what you truly want. It's not all the fluff that goes with it. You know, you're like, oh no, been through that. Oh, been seen that. Oh, no, I want this, this, and this, period. That's right. It. That's all I want. And right. because you've been through it. So, but again, my dear friend and professional matchmaker, saying that people, it starts from themselves. It starts from who they are. And it's, again, that wheel of insanity, doing the same thing but wanting different results. And they carry their baggage from A to point B. And it's like, you're never going to open up the space of new growth and new experiences if you don't let it go or let it heal or let it just let it get out and not have it no more. You know, the funny thing is, I didn't mean to catch you up, but the funny thing is that image of the woman is unhappy. She got the man on the couch, you know, drinking beer belly, feet up on watching TV. And she's just saying, oh my God, I wish you would just leave. Because meanwhile, at the door is Prince Charming. Uh-huh. But you can't answer the door for Prince Charming if you got him on the couch inside. So you gotta clean out the clutter. You gotta get rid of the garbage and speak. And I don't mean that, you know, to be sounding.
No.
You have to clean out to let new in. You have to open up and allow these experiences. But I always say this, though. Don't let the failure relationships say, oh, I failed. Oh, I got divorced. Oh, no. That is great. I want you to do the happy dance. You got divorced? I'm happy for you. Because when you made that choice, you said, now I know that I know that I know that I know. I know that I don't match with it. Not that the person's bad. It's just, I don't match with this. I don't connect. It's not synchronizing good. And I don't want to mess, you know, my older generation than me, but they were taught, you just stay through thick and thin, no matter what. And no, I still got another 40 plus years to live. And I don't want to live like that.
Yeah. I have this, a friend of mine, and she's always saying that, oh, he must be damaged goods when she's dating. And, you know, he's been in a relationship for 20 years and, or he was in this one and this didn't work out and this didn't work out. And she's like, so turned off by that. But I'm thinking maybe he's just figuring out it's taking him longer what he truly wants. Maybe nobody asked him.
Right.
And he finally came to this realization. Look, I'm done with this. I want this. And the only way to do it is to date other people.
Right. And the other thing to that is like to your friend's friend said like, oh, it's damaged goods. Mm-hmm. Well, what it is because maybe he didn't have the experience in his life on how to trust people. Mm. And maybe he's damaged because he would trust them, but they were the damaging one that, you know, pushed them down, you know, and hurt them and this and that. So when he's trying to reconnect,
right,
he's getting buzzed out because in today's world, again, everything has to be so quick, fast, easy, and on point. And it just doesn't, and it knocks him down. So it's like the girl could be, I got time for him. Oh, he ain't got this. Oh, he got that. You know what I mean? So it's sometimes to think about what the other person is dealing with and what have you. And why? Why? Just ask. I mean, I would ask
right.
why.
Exactly. I mean, I think it's super important also to like be over an ex before you get into relationship, because I know that I have found that I have easily compared. Like I go into a relationship and I'm like, well, they're not like this or they're not like that. And the things that maybe I admired about the person or took into consideration. But that's also like going into a relationship like that or starting to date when you're like comparing constantly. That's also like.
Well, then I'm going to say right off the bat, that should be your first thing to stop dating.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're not ready. Because right. if you're going to compare Joe from Tommy, well, okay, well, for the one, they're not the same people. But yet there was something that attracted you, though. There's something that you're like, ooh, let me see what this is about. Mm-hmm. And then, but is it something that you're trying to fill a void of so that you feel whole and you feel like you got everything on your list and mm-hmm. you're doing everything in a balanced way and your world is working good. But maybe that person that made that filled that void, theirs not.
Right.
It's not working for them. So again, the whole thing of when are you ready, damaged goods, divorce, single, dating, it all starts with who? Yourself. You've got to do the full profiling of yourself and knowing what you're wanting and obviously know what you don't want. So that'll cut the pathway much shorter than going from ground zero.
Right. That's what we get for being experienced daters.
Yeah.
But and I think I really just wanted my audience, the listeners, to understand and know that please, it's okay to see a therapist. It's okay to, it's actually so beneficial for yourself to figure out what's going on with you, how to get that all healed. I mean, maybe you didn't want the divorce and maybe you're just angry and hurt, you know, so there's so many things, this transition.
It's okay. That what you just said, because I just felt that. Mm-hmm. It's like saying that I made a decision to get divorced, but really true in my heart, I made a mistake, but we're divorced now. I can't go back. Mm-hmm. Right? But in your heart, but you're carrying that. So you got to heal that.
Right.
Because the thing is when you go to the next one, you know, their next relationship, so to speak, then you don't want to bring that hurt or that pain that you made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not healthy to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think I'm just really telling everybody that they really need to not jump relationship to relationship or go into something without really looking at yourself, doing the work, whatever that looks like. It might not be so much work. It might just be a little bit, but go into that next relationship, being the healthiest version of yourself. And like you said, mind, body, and soul.
Right. And the thing is, again, back to the question that you said prior, is saying that seeing a counselor nowadays, like I know dealing in the counseling arena, you know, social emotional learning, that's exactly what I teach all day. Not only students, even adults, because you have to know how to socialize. You have to know how to deal with your emotions. And then you have to learn from them. That is the GPS pattern of the formula, strictly for you, not for everybody. It's your formula, your pattern, your one-of-a-kind journey. So that is SEL, social emotional learning. And that's about yourself, because right. there is no one pattern. Mm-hmm. So it's just like you say, seeing a counselor. And then I want to say to people, I joke with either children or adults. I say, look, you know, you got to say for the counselor, because we are under ethic code, that we are under confidentiality. If you took me to court and your spouse or somebody said, well, Dr. S, he saw, and he's got to tell us, and the lawyer says, I can't. I'm under, you know, my license. I'm under confidentiality unless I have their permission to reveal. But only unless if they hurt somebody or they're going to hurt themselves, then I have to do it right. To keep them safe. But generally speaking, everything's confidential. So men, don't be afraid. If you did cheat, if you did do something, you're like, I'm taking that to my grave. I'm not going to say that to nobody. No, get it off your chest. Tell someone else. If you tell a counselor, that's held under confidentiality. So right. I just wanted to plug that in. Like, did you know when you tell a best friend, they say, oh, I swear I won't tell nobody. And then next week they go get drunk or something. And they go, oh my God, you see what so-and-so did, you know? Yeah. And then there it is. So I'm just saying, go see a counselor and talk it out, you know, and do. I mean, I constantly go into training. So that's my counseling for me of always being up to this about what? Human behavior.
Yeah,
because it's changing every day.
Oh my gosh, it really is. And so is the dating world. So it's like, okay, how do I keep up with everything? Just keep up with yourself. Everything else will work itself out.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think so. Okay, so there's two questions that I ask all my guests, just so that my audience can get to know you a little bit better. You could be anywhere in the world or at any moment in time, or any place, where would you be and why?
That is so deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's very deep. Well, just for your own audiences to know my background, to answer that question and what comes to me like so directly is my relationship with my parents. So where would I be? In my dining room, sitting at a table with my mother and father, because they're not here in physical world, with me today. And I had such a great relationship with them through my process and my journey, being that if I can have one moment of a glimpse of an eye to have them sit there and do and be, I would want to, because as a family unit, my parents taught me and my sister that no matter what happens on the outside, you always take care of your family. And that was the unit, us. So I want to put it out there to your listeners saying, you are your unit and you want to put yourself out there in dating. Well, you got to take care of you first. You got to do you and protect yourself and do what's right for you. So I would want to definitely take a moment and time and memory to be with my parents and just say, you know, don't take it for granted, because you never know when the day is up, because we're all going to go someday.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I love your parents.
They're I like family. I beautiful. Love that intimate connection and stuff. So it's just like, you know, whatever. But
I love that. And I have one last question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now I'm going to be asking two questions, apparently, because
you can ask 100.
I've had a lot of feedback of people wanting to know what was your favorite date and what was it?
Okay. My favorite date, like let's go typical. I'm going to say we're typical, right? Okay. Again, my generation, it was typical. Like you were sitting in a club or sitting at a diner or you were somewhere physical and you saw eye to eye. Okay. And my favorite was I was in a club and the floor was very crowded and everything like that. And then just like out of nowhere, I'm leaning up against the bar and across the dance floor was a wall and stuff. And this other person was, you know, standing there. And all of a sudden our eyes locked. And it was like Moses of the parting of the Red Sea. This crowded dance floor just opened up. And it was an aisle for him to walk towards and me to walk towards. I mean, it sounds very like Saturday Night Fever on the dance floor, but I mean, that was my error anyway. Yeah. But, you know, and then we just saw, and it was like a magnet. Like, I mean, this energy just, and that was my first true love. And then from, I'm not going to lie. From that night on, he never left, moved in and lived together, worked together and did all that. Aww. 1, 2, 3. So it was like, in today's world, I wouldn't suggest that you meet person first night. And
I want, you know, that Saturday night.
Yeah.
Fever.
You know, yeah. It's just like, I don't want to say that, but that was mine. And it was just like, it was true love. It was all of the energy and the magnitude. It just like a ball of fire and went, you know, all came together. Oh, and, you know, amazing. And it was, and still to this day, I won't lie and say, still to this day, I sit back with the memory and go, thank you. Because in my lifetime, I experienced that. Mike just knocked me off my feet. Mm. And it's just like, I'm 57 and I would want that again. Like, you know, why not? 87, why not? You're still right? living on this world. Oh, why yeah. can't you have that firing bolt of lightning just...
And you can.
Yeah.
You can. So it just, I've had like, it twice.
Yeah. Oh, I had it, but that my first one, I always go to the first one because it was the first experience.
Right.
And I had another one too. And it was here in Vegas. And it was like, oh my God. Like you say, thank God it happened twice. You know?
But I'm like, I'm hoping for a third.
Yeah. Well, I'm going, I'm going to go on 10 times, go do something. But,
that's amazing. I love it.
That was one of my favorite times.
Well, I would love for also people to be able to find you. Where can they find you? Look you up. Where are you at?
Okay. Well, can I just say, this is a plug-in. I'm going to say that, you know, as far as Dr. S, My Body Soul Was Your Truth, I do have a website that, you know, I do have things posted there. And that's at drsmindbodysoul.com. They can reach me, email me at drslvnv for Las Vegas, Nevada at yahoo.com. And I'm even going to make it easier. I'm going to go ahead and say, you can call me at 702-580-3430. And I do virtual sessions. And I just want to say real fast that even myself growing, COVID taught me this. And just taught me another tool to use to reach out to people. So I'm talking to people, you know, all around the country because of this tool that we're doing, whether it be Zoom, Google Meets. But I love doing those sessions because it puts the person comfortable in their own home, in their safe place, instead of going to an office or, you know, if right. everyone wants to go there. So I just love doing it this way because I just feel the most time people are opened and secure is when they're in a space and a place that they know they're familiar with and know that nothing can happen. Right. So that's why I love doing that. So
I know COVID really has brought some good things to our life. And that's a lot of this is a great thing, be able to communicate via Zoom, like you said, or Google Meet. So well, I thank you so much for being on here, my true
friend.
No,
I love it. This was
friend.
Too short. We could have went on another hour. I don't know. I got time.
I know. No, just next time. You're coming on again.
Yeah, of course. But just I want to just say to people, like just say, no dating. We all want to get out there and we want to do. But just remember this. You have a purpose and a destination. That's number one off the top. So don't even worry about that. But it's already written. So you're just living the script that was given to you by a higher power. But in the meantime, don't give up. Don't think you're not good enough. Don't think that you're not pretty enough or handsome enough. Just say, I know that the right one is for me. And the right one will be gravitated and will be in front of me. Mm-hmm. Then I'll know.
I love it.
That's Dr. S for you.
I love you, Dr. S.
Oh. Well, I hope your listeners enjoy that and
thank
stuff.
Thank you.
And
I think they will so much.
And just keep moving on. Keep moving on. Get those pairs together. Come on.
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay. Right. Well, I will talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at CelesteMooreImage. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all.
You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.